down the nose at people. I remember how I felt that first service that I went to with a big afro, because everybody had low haircuts and, you know, everything, and I had on platform shoes. But that's all I had. But my heart has been changed. Getting quiet on the east side now. My heart had been changed. But to feel the jeer or the sneers of people, what he doing in here? Little did they know I was after God. And thank God he had given me a boldness in my heart. I didn't care what folk thought. You don't know sometimes where people are coming from, what they've had to struggle with, what they just broke out of. How did they just got out of the jaws of the devil? And you want to judge them because of what they look like, and they just got there. See, that's the phony, hypocritical church today. Judging people by what they look like, what they drive, where they live, how much money they give. That's all religious stuff. This priest saw and passed over. How many of y'all? Right next door to your house. Somebody in your immediate family. Somebody in your distant family. You know the need, but you ain't. No, I'm passing by on the other side. Uncle Bobo, I know how he is. That's a religious spirit. Religious. Jesus called the religious people hypocrites. They honor me with their mouth, but their heart. See, serving God sometimes will cost you something. I remember I'm saying this because God wanted me to testify about it. We used to do street service on Avenue D. And, I mean, there were lots of people that would show up. And, I mean, one night, a guy rode a bicycle, a little bike. This was a guy maybe in his 20s or so at the time, or maybe in his 30s, all the way from Miami. At least that's what he said. And as hungry as he was, as tired as he was, I believed him. And so we took, you know, I had compassion. I had to learn some things. I had compassion. I said, you know, come on, you can stay with us. This was before, I think it was before Trevor was born and before Joe and my wife and I, just, she might have been carrying Trevor, I don't know, but we took him home and kept him that weekend, you know, and fed him. I mean, fed him real good, let him stay in the room. But the house that we were living at the time had no alarm system on it. You know, we just in a real nice, kind of, we thought it was a nice neighborhood. And you know, so he stayed there with us that weekend. I gave him a pair of penny loafers. They were one of my favorite because they were so comfortable. You know, they wasn't the best looking shoe, but they were comfortable shoes. And I was impressed to give him my penny loafers. And they fit him perfect. That Monday, I took him to Manpower. You know, I wanted to try to see that, you know, gave him clothes and stuff to wear. You know, we were just going to, you know, really invest in. Took him to Manpower. And that day when I came home, I said, something ain't right. Went in the back, and the back window had been broken open. Went in, the microwave was gone. All kind of stuff was gone that had been laid out was gone. Man, you talking about being angry and violated. But that wasn't enough. We gave a police report and all that, and so went to work next day. Came back the next day. And what he didn't get, he got. So I can kind of understand the priest saying, I ain't got time for this. We learned a lesson, but that wasn't the norm. Amen. You know, something like that will close your heart off to people. You ain't trusting nobody now. You're looking at everybody like... It took us a little while, but you know, let me just share how God blessed us with that. You know, we got a lot of stuff, didn't get it back. We went and purchased stuff. We were in, I think it was Sears one day, and we had to replace a microwave, so we were going to upgrade. And this was way back in the early 90s, maybe, yeah, early 90s, maybe 90, 91. And so we were there looking, and they had a sale that was going to go on like the next day. We were there a day early. So we picked out the one we wanted. It was upgrade, too. And it was like, yeah, okay, we'll get this where we place, you know. And so things starting to kind of settle. And so I told the lady what we wanted. We chopped around a little bit, and we were about to leave. And she said, well, you can come and get your microwave now. I said, well, no, we're not going to get it till tomorrow. She said, no. She said, it's already been paid for. I said, what? She said, somebody came in and paid for it for you. I said, what? Amen. See, that's how God began the healing process. Amen. You understand? So no matter what the devil means for evil, amen, God has a way of healing the wound. Now here's the kicker. We're gonna finish up with this story. Here's the kicker. Years later, we're having a men's ministry here at the church. Before this was built over here, we were on the other side. And a couple of guests came in. And I was looking, I'm saying, I know this face. I know this brother from somewhere. And then it dawned on me. This was the thief. This was the one that broke it. Man, all the brothers was there too. So we could have beat them up, you know, if we wanted to. But by that time, God had dealt with that priest's heart. We blessed that young man. I never mentioned anything about it. I knew it was him, though. And never mentioned it because he was struggling worse now. You know, you reap what you sow. And see, I had to rise up above a religious spirit of an eye for an eye. Or you're going to get yours. You know, people say, I don't get mad. I get even. But by that time, it was different. And so I know what I'm talking about here. When you got to sit across the table from somebody that's done you wrong, done you harm, done your family harm, and God wants you to have compassion. Get that back up there real quick. Next verse. He passed on the other side. And likewise a Levite. Now the Levites and the priests were the religious folk. A Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on him and passed by on the other side. Now the Levite did a little bit more. He didn't just pass by, he came and looked. Whoa. My goodness. Let me get away from here. A Levite. Religious folk. They were going to make their sacrifices to the Lord. Next verse. We got to run. But a certain Samaritan. Now the Samaritans were hated by the Levites and the priests and the Israelites. They were Samaritans. Had no dealings with them. When Jesus was about to go through Samaria, they had his disciples convinced him to go around. They wouldn't even go through Samaria. When they saw Jesus talking to the Samaritan woman, they were totally offended. Huh? At Jacob's well? But here, a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was. And when he saw him, he had compassion on him. And went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast, and brought him to an inn and took care of him. Look at this. And on the morrow, or the next day, when he departed, he took out 2 pence, a whole day's wage, and gave them to the host, and said unto him, take care of him, and whatever you spend more, when I come again, I will repay thee. Next verse. Which now, this is Jesus asking these religious folks, which now of these three do you think was neighbor unto him that fell among the thieves? Next verse. And he said, he that showed mercy on him. Then said Jesus unto them, go and do thou likewise. Look what he said here. He that showed mercy. He wouldn't even say the Samaritan. Religious folk think you better than everybody else. That was Israel. That were these Levites and priests. So bound up in religious thinking and religious acts. The Lord told him one time, you tithe mint of cumin and anise. In other words, they took the smallest of spices and they would tithe from it. But he said, you've neglected the weightier matters of righteousness, mercy. You got people that will do things for God according to the letter, but don't have an ounce of mercy. That's a religious spirit. Amen. Nothing will divert you from what you're doing. But Jesus said, which of these was neighbor? How, and I'm going to wind this up, how can you say you love God whom you have never seen? And yet you have opportunity almost every day. Maybe somebody in your household, somebody on your job, that is like sandpaper to you. You ever rub sandpaper? I'm not talking about the real fine stuff. I'm talking about the coarse stuff. You ever run sandpaper? It'll tear you up. But sometimes God has people that are like sandpaper. And you know what? He ain't gonna move the sandpaper until it finishes the job. Till you become a good neighbor. I need to build one more thing on this. And I won't even go to the scripture, but you find it in Luke chapter 18. A Pharisee and a publican went into the temple to pray. And the Pharisee stood praying. Lord, I thank you that I'm not like this publican. See, publicans were thieves. Thank you that I'm not like this publican. I tithe. I fast 2 days every week. I do all this religious stuff. And the publican wouldn't even lift up his head. He was so ashamed, so full of guilt. He smote himself on his breast. Lord, have mercy on me. And Jesus asked, now which of these do you think left out of here justified? It wasn't the proud publican. It wasn't the proud Pharisee. It was the one that his circumstances broke him. And see, that's really through this whole thing. God doesn't want to break your spirit. He wants to break your sinful pride. Yeah. Amen. It's like a child. You don't spank a child to break their spirit. You want to just teach them what's wrong and right. You want them to know. You want to break that little rebellious pride that they have.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service, Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m.